Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, April 14th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Comcast Rise to award $3 million in 100 local small businesses in the Wasatch Front. Comcast announced $3 million in grants for 100 small businesses in the Wasatch Front region. Grant packages include technology makeover, creative production, media schedule, educational resources, a $5,000 monetary grant, and business consultation services. Eligible businesses in select areas can apply at www.comcastrise.com. The program also offers coaching sessions and has supported 14,000 entrepreneurs nationwide. Comcast Rise is part of Project Up, aiming to create digital opportunities. More details on eligibility and applications can be found on their website.
G6 Hospitality adds over 150 corporate clients in 2025. G6 Hospitality, the parent company of Motel 6 and Studio 6, has added over 150 corporate clients in 2025. The company conducted more than 500 meetings with potential and existing corporate accounts, securing major contracts in industries like construction, transportation, agriculture, retail, and transitional housing. These new clients are primarily from Texas, California, and Florida. G6 Hospitality experienced a 26% increase in revenue in Q1 2025 compared to the same period last year. They are adding around 50 new corporate accounts every month, focusing on industries like construction, transportation, and agriculture. Natson Hotel Group, a key franchise, saw over 2x growth in corporate revenue in Q1 2025. Corporate clients enjoy benefits like discounts averaging 10 to 12%, 30-day credit facilities, dedicated customer service, and easy issue resolution. G6 Hospitality is actively pursuing more corporate opportunities, including winning back former clients and extending contracts with existing accounts from 2024. City of Seattle partners with Comcast to announce $3 million in grants to local small business owners. Comcast announced $3 million in grants for 100 small businesses in King County through the Comcast Rise program, supporting Mayor Bruce Harrell's initiative. The grants include technology makeovers, marketing, a $5,000 monetary grant, and more. Small businesses in King County can apply at www.comcastrise.com until May 31. Rodrigo Lopez from Comcast highlighted the financial concerns small businesses face and encouraged them to apply. The Seattle Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce also expressed excitement about the grant program, emphasizing the importance of supporting local businesses. Comcast Rise has already supported 14,000 entrepreneurs nationwide since 2020. For more information, visit the Comcast Rise destination on the X1 platform or www.comcastrise.com. Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. QM prevails in legal dispute with former CEO. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. and TM has prevailed in a legal dispute with former CEO Dr. Raza Bokhari. The Court of Appeal for Ontario fully dismissed Bokhari's reconsideration motion. Bokhari, terminated for cause in 2021, had lost an arbitration claiming wrongful dismissal, resulting in a total cost award of over $3 million. Quantum Biopharma has initiated U.S. collection proceedings, with a judgment entered in its favor by the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. Bokhari's appeal is ongoing with a stay in place, backed by a supersedes bond of more than $2.8 million.
SaveRxCanada.2 offers affordable access to palbociclib, Ibrance, from India. SaveRxCanada.2, a reliable online pharmacy, is now offering breast cancer patients in North America affordable access to the life-extending medication palbociclib from India. Patients can purchase the generic version, Palnat, for just $4.38 US per capsule, a significant savings compared to US pharmacy prices. Developed by Pfizer as Ibrance, palbociclib is used in combination with hormone therapy for HR+ HER2-negative advanced or metastatic breast cancer. In the U.S., Ibrance can cost between $11,000 to $14,000 USD per month, while Palnat from India is only $4.38 US per capsule, saving patients over $10,000 USD monthly. SaveRxCanada.2 aims to make essential medications affordable and accessible, providing authentic and quality palbociclib to support breast cancer patients. To order Palnat, patients need a valid prescription from a licensed healthcare provider. SaveRxCanada.2 works with verified international suppliers to ensure authenticity and secure shipping. Learn more at www.SaveRxCanada.tu. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.